to a new RFM 103.7. Time to bring in this lovely young lady joining us ahead of a very, very special day tomorrow, Claire Collins. Good morning. Very special day tomorrow.
It sure is. Tomorrow's Be Nice to a Dietitian because it's National Dietitian's Day.
Oh, I thought you were saying because tomorrow's Pirate Day. That was a special day, but apparently it's both tomorrow.
Yeah, well, if you're a dietitian and a pirate, get out there and have fun.
Look, so with that in mind, I know you've got a couple of studies which you want to touch on very briefly as well, but diets and healthy diet, these days what do we consider makes up a healthy diet? Because they've kind of changed a little bit over time, the thinking on this, hasn't it?
Well, the thinking hasn't changed, but I think the level of confusion has changed.
Yep.
So we have such an array of food products. I always say when my mum was raising her family in the late 50s, the supermarket had 500 products. Now the average supermarket, depending on the size, anywhere between 10,000 and 15,000 products. So it's hardly surprising that people are confused. And that's where the two studies we've got running hope to bust the confusion.
Okay, so let's run through a couple of those studies. There's the first one on the left over there you want to have a look at.
Yeah, the first one, it's called Back to Basics Family. And this is for parents who've got a child who's in primary school and are concerned about their eating habits and their growth. So what you do, you get to stay at home for this one, apart from coming into the lab to get, you know, weighed and measured and fill in some questionnaires. But we bring the dietitian to your house through video consults. We get you to fill in this fun quiz called the Australian Healthy Eating Survey, and we turn that into a personalised report for your child. And through video conferencing, we give you some pointers and help you set goals on what parts of the family food habits you might want to change. Fantastic website, lots of free resources.
So most of it's there, you just have to turn the computer on at the right time.
Yeah, we make an appointment at a time that suits you. But this is really important because we've done a number of studies in our food lab over there that have shown that people are really confused about portion sizes. And, you know, families generally think, well, if there's three different colours of vegetables on a plate, well, maybe that's three serves of vegetables, when in fact it's commonly not a whole serve. So we know that families need more help with this. The other interesting thing we did was we looked at the national trend data on portion size, and we found some good news and some bad news. So the bad news first, portion sizes of vegetables that we serve up to kids have reduced, but portion sizes for things like processed meat, which isn't something you want to live off, in fact it's actually called a discretionary choice, they've gone up. So this is a chance in our program to help families reset that balance.
So the seesaw's gone the wrong way. The good stuff we're getting less of, but the bad stuff
we're
getting more of.
There was good news in that survey. We found that some of the junk food snacks, the portion size has actually reduced. And if you think about it, packets of chips in the supermarket,
it's 40% air.
Yeah, they're now 20 or 25 grams, and they used to be 30. So then the other study that we've got going, we think we can go a long way to improving the nutrition of pregnant women. And we're looking for 200 women across Australia to fill in an online survey. You need to be between 12 and 22 weeks pregnant. And if you fill in the surveys, you go in a prize draw. And then the group of women who live in Newcastle, we're inviting them to come into our food lab and try out our new portion size augmented reality calculator.
Okay, you've got to elaborate. The augmented reality calculator, what's...
Yeah, so now what augmented reality is if you look at something and you hold up your iPad or your phone and you overlay something that lives inside your iPad or phone and project an image, that's called augmented reality. So we're asking women to measure out food portions. Then we're using our augmented reality picture-based portion size calculator to see if we can show them how to measure out particularly carbohydrate foods. And there's a couple of reasons why we're doing that. We've shown that portion size predicts gestational weight gain. And for carbohydrate foods, these relate to development of gestational diabetes. So we think we may be able to come up with some new tools that are in your phone that will help improve eating, weight gain, and lower gestational diabetes risk.
And just very quickly, Claire, speaking of augmented reality, it used to be the food pyramid, but I'm looking at this food circle. It's almost like a pizza.
Yeah.
It's all changed.
It is.
It's all changed.
Yeah, it changed in 1993. So that's called the Australian Guide to Healthy Eating. Mm. And if you Google that, the government have put lots of free resources on Eat for Health, including how to read food labels. We now have the Health Star rating, and that's one point of purchase tool that can help you pick healthier products within category. In general, aim for more than 3.5 stars.
Claire, have a great day tomorrow for Pirates Day / Dietitian's Day.
Will do.
Might even see some photos of you dressed up as a pirate. Who knows?
Who knows?
Never mind. To NURFM 103.7.